You're listening to Indiana Originals Radio, leading local living.
Welcome back to the first day, 93 WIBC. It is Terry Stacy. On Friday evening, Mel McMahon and I had the opportunity to speak at the Salvation Army Red Kettle kickoff at the History Center, where, by the way, they've got the Festival of Trees. It is amazing, as always. Anyway, Mel and I were backstage, and we were with one of our buddies, too. So here's a little bit of our conversation.
We just got off stage. So Mel McMahon and I just got off stage. We really did, and we're with one of our favorite people.
Yes.
Don Steele, who we really only see around Radiothon time, which makes me know we're days away.
And we have cheese and sausage on the way.
That's right.
What it also means, because he gives the best gifts, not only to us, but also to the community. And so, Don Steele, thank you so much for joining us here tonight at the Indiana Historical Society. It is great to see people in person.
Yeah.
I'm so excited. It's still weird. We have our masks on. We're distanced enough. But, Don, you are the honorary chairman of Radiothon this year.
Yeah.
Why did it take 26 years to get that post?
Well, we really figured that it's probably 34 years now since some of the first efforts of Fred Heckman, Big John Gillis, Jeff Pigeon, Pidge, and
Steve
Terry
Simpson.
Stacy,
absolutely.
Way back when, Steve Simpson, where we were freezing on the circle by a WIBC van with ice all over the place. And I think we made the massive sum that first year. I think we made $5,000.
That's more than I thought. We did pretty good because we weren't going 24 hours a day.
No.
Just a few hours of our time out there on the circle, on the cold circle. But you really have been here, as we said, not officially, but we count 34 years that we really started doing this. I mean, what is it about the Salvation Army?
Well, they doing the most good is a motto that could last for 100 years. They always have. Being involved with about 15 different nonprofits over my career, no one is more efficient with money than the Salvation Army.
And you should know, because you're a money guy.
That's right. And it's, we know that up around 90% of money gets to the actual people in need. So Radiothon, with the help of WIBC and people like you, because remember, a few of those Radiothons, we were going 60 hours without
going to bed.
We were a little bit punch drunk by about 4 o'clock Sunday morning, and we'd cheer when a Colts game Pacers game came
or
on.
Cry.
But last year, and it's going to be a tough, tough challenge this year. I think our goal is going to be about $275,000 in WIBC. Pat Sullivan, Denny, Tony Katz, the chick on the right, and all the other great personalities. And we'll be up at 71st and Keystone at Sullivan's Hardware. Pat's become just a big contributor and supporter of the Salvation Army. But this year, with COVID going on, we probably won't have as many people in the store. We won't have as many people out by the kettle. So everybody will be encouraging on air and do what you can online to make sure we serve the need.
Yeah. Mel McMahon, obviously, she's kind of leading the charge once again this year. And Mel, last year was an unbelievable year, over $300,000. And we kind of scaled it back a little bit, just knowing we're not sure what the circumstances might be this year for people.
We don't know, but we do know that the need is greater. And last year, Pat Sullivan, bless his heart, kept saying $300,000, $300,000. And I'm like, no, the goal is $250,000. And then we passed 250,000. Then we passed 275. Then we passed 300. The tears started in there at some point. But to raise over $316,000 not only says a lot about the efforts on the side of the Army and the radio station, but it says a lot about the support for the work of the Army and the support of our community. And I have no doubt that that's going to be there again this year. We are going to do so well. We have so many people to help. And I think it's possible to beat our record that we had last year.
That's big. Okay.
It's big.
Okay.
And right, no pressure, because I'm like in charge of the thing. But we do have some great support out there, and the need is great. We know the stories, we know the message, and we know the Salvation Army is worth it.
Yeah, we absolutely do. December 11th and 12th, that's the dates this year. It's December 11th and 12th, we will be at Sullivan Hardware, 71st and Keystone, doing most of the actual fundraising will take place there. And in Don Steele, again, you know, you have been such a contributor and such a supporter of the Salvation Army and this Radiothon, chairing this year. Tell me about your introduction to the Salvation Army.
Oh my gosh, my introduction to the Salvation Army was via my dad in the early 1970s. And it was the one organization that served, you've heard this, coffee and donuts to some of the veterans coming back. And I saw my dad give the massive amount of $300. So I went back up to our Navy base in Maine, where Alice and I and our first kid were stationed in the Navy. I've still got a copy of the canceled check where I gave a good chunk of my biweekly pay of $3. I've got a copy of my $3 check. Since then, it's just been a natural. Fred Heckman got me on this board back in 1989, and I saw Fred's passion and commitment. But don't edit this. One big key help in Radiothon over many years is people like you. But the real kick we got about 3-4 years ago was Mel McMahon. Yeah. So we're thrilled to have her involved again. She and I had to handle an interview with Ron Artest once on the air. Met a world piece. And so I was getting these cues from Mel in the background of that little engineering studio right there in this of the circle, and she started giving me the cut signal of this interview might be going direction. So that's where that's we kind of got our hooks into Mel, too.
Oh, my gosh, that's so funny.
Don Steele and Mel McMahon from Friday Night Radiothon. Yeah, December 11th and 12th. Always appreciate your support. You bring us through it every year. Coming up, SpaceX has a launch coming up this evening. We will chat with astronaut Sonny Williams next on 93 WIBC.
Thanks for listening to Indiana Originals Radio. Check us out at 93 WIBC Sunday mornings at 10:45. And visit IndianaOriginals.com to find local businesses near you. Indiana Originals, leading local living.